This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak again to Alexandra Cayden, who's the lead consultant for the California League of Women Voters on their debates. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Thank you.
And I want to just urge you to speak up plenty loud so that everyone will hear whatever it is you have to say. I've just interviewed Judge Gray, who says he's pretty happy with the poll results of the poll he commissioned from the Rasmussen Reports Group. And he sent the information, he says, to you and to the League of Women Voters in Sacramento. Did you get the data he sent you yet?
Yes, I got it this morning.
Okay, and what was your reaction?
First of all, our criteria were 10% in an independent poll.
Right.
And this is not an independent poll. It is, as I read it, a push poll because it asks you, suppose you knew this, would you do that? And he doesn't have 10%.
Okay.
So the criteria is still stand. This is exactly why we say an independent poll.
How is the poll done by the Rasmussen Group? He paid them $2,000.
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
Well, is it the point?
The fact that they're not his campaign doesn't make any difference. He is paying for the poll.
Right.
They say questions like, suppose you knew that Libertarian candidate Judge Jim Gray supports sunset legislation to require all federal agencies to justify their existence to Congress every 5 years or be disbanded.
Right.
Would that encourage you to vote for Judge Jim Gray for U.S. Senate?
Right.
You don't ask questions like that about any of the other candidates. So the answer he gets there is yes, 41%, 36% no, 23% not sure. Even after all these questions, which are probably directed toward people who are likely to be supportive of progressive or liberal causes, he still doesn't get over 8% in the poll, in his own poll.
Well, I thought the problem was, or one of the problems that he was perceiving from his point of view, was that other polls, ones presumably that you would consider independent, that the candidates don't pay for, that are done by newspapers or whatever.
Right.
They don't ask, do you want to vote for Judge Jim Gray along with Barbara Boxer and Bill Jones?
They would ask if they ask, is there any other candidate you would vote for?
Right.
They would ask if they were prompted by them by people to do that. His campaign is attracting the same percentage of the population it probably always attracts.
No.
And it's not a significant portion of the population in terms of the vote.
Right. The question that we discussed, I think, during the debate that the two of you had on California Politics Day a week or so ago, was that when the pollsters come in these independent polls, they say, do you want to vote for Democrat Barbara Boxer?
I know that, but that doesn't still meet the criteria. It doesn't make any difference.
Because here, when they mention his name, equally with the other ones.
They mention his name, and then they mention a whole series of things. Suppose you knew this, would you do that?
Right.
That is a push poll.
Right, because they don't say, suppose you knew that Barbara Boxer had a cure for cancer if she were elected.
Exactly, and among other things.
Right.
That isn't the way you do a poll. If you wanted an independent response for people about how they feel on issues, you would say, you know, do you support this issue or that issue?
Right.
And would you say yes, no, or I don't care, or, you know, put a number on a scale of 1 to 10 or something of that sort. This is not an independent, viable poll of a realistic vote in this election.
What do you make of the fact that in the question, even though it was asked after these what you call push poll questions were asked,
mm-hmm.
people were asked in this hypothetical situation, if the Jones, Boxer, and Gray are tied, and your vote decides who wins, who would you vote for? He got 18% in that question.
It is not a statistically realistic poll, and it is not an independent poll. I'm sorry, it just isn't. You don't do a poll because you want a result. You do a poll because you're trying to find out what people are thinking. This is trying to move people, and that's not independent.
You're not saying that the 8%.
If you could talk to everybody, every voter.
Right. Every likely voter.
Every registered voter. If you could talk to everyone who's going to cast a vote.
Right.
And tell them what you want them to know.
Right.
Because you want them to support your candidate. That's exactly what this is doing. That is not an independent poll. And I'm sorry, that's just not acceptable.
Okay.
From at least my perspective as a political scientist.
All right. And how about your perspective as the person who's coordinating the debates?
And my perspective of coordinating the debate is that we have criterion which have been set for many years and, in fact, lowered from our normal criteria of 15%.
Right.
And that's where we are. He hasn't met that.
Is there a list of polls that you know of and will accept as, quote, independent
off
polls?
Off the top of my head, I would say the Field poll, the LA Times poll, but there are other polls that are done around the state.
Okay.
This is not acceptable.
Okay. So the bottom line of it all is that at the moment,
how many times do I have to tell you that?
Yes. Well, I just wanted you to say he's not going to be in the debates.
He may be by August 10th.
But as of now, he isn't.
That's right.
All right. Well, then thanks for explaining everything.
Okay.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.